and Jay show. It's Monday.
Is it really Monday?
Yeah.
Your weekend. Why do weekends? Who decided we'd work 5 days and get two off?
Yeah.
Could somebody years ago not have said, whoa, I got an idea. How about we work two and take five off? No? I don't think it would work, would it?
Yeah, I don't
Could
think it would
be. Could our economy be any worse than what it is now?
That's true.
Maybe if we only work 2 days a week, everybody would give just the best 2 days of their life.
See, I'm a fan of like the 4 days of 10 hours kind of thing. If you're working nine to five.
I agree.
Of course, we can't do that.
A lot of nurses
and
other jobs, you can do that where you work like 10-hour days for 4 days.
And then get 3 days off.
Boom, I'd take
that
every week.
Weekends are some of the greatest things ever. Because I mean, Monday isn't as bad because you're only 3 days away from the weekend or whenever your first day is.
It's a good point. And then you've got like when Sunday, like Saturday.
Because Sunday, I mean, Sunday's a great day. It's kind of a lazy day usually, but there's always that thought in your head, I got to go back to work tomorrow.
I've never liked Sundays.
So if you got to think, like, Saturday would be your second day off, and then Sunday, I mean, you're resting up, and you're like, I'm ready. I'm ready to go back to work.
Do you like Friday off or Monday? See, I prefer the Monday off.
Yes, especially when it's fall.
Yeah.
So you can get your football fixed in and then get another day.
Fridays are always pretty cool anyway.
Yeah.
So you can handle a work day on Friday a heck of a lot better than you can a Monday. True?
Again, yeah, I agree with you.
So this weekend, I decided to work because your lazy tail. No, I'm kidding. It was your mom's birthday, right?
It was my mom's birthday last week. So to celebrate, we took her up to Wrigleyville.
Sweet.
We were going to go to the Air and Water Show because none of us had ever been there.
Awesome.
It was me, my wife, Tiffany, and my brother and my uncle, Bruce.
Okay.
My mom. And then we went to the Air and Water Show. And right when we get there, it starts pouring.
Oh, and you're kidding.
And luckily, we got to the L in time where we didn't get poured on.
So you didn't get to see any of it.
No, but we just went up to Wrigleyville and went bar hopping.
Sweet.
Went bar hopping with my mama, so that was always a good time.
Did you go to Yoxie's or whatever that is wings?
By the way, I would say, and I'm probably being on the, a little favorish towards Cubs fans here. But I would say there was a good 40% Cardinals fans.
Really?
Up there. There were a lot of Cardinals jerseys. And the first bar we went to,
I love this.
The jersey I saw, of course, the first Cardinals jersey I see.
28.
28, Tommy Herr.
Yeah, baby.
Tommy Herr. And I go, I have to text this.
It fired me up.
Yeah.
Because I was at the scrimmage.
Of all jerseys.
Tommy Herr, best second baseman ever. Well, maybe not ever. In my mind, best second baseman ever. All right, so while you were having some fun with your mom and everything up there, and you guys were bar hopping, I was working at the scrimmage, and I had texted you that morning, and the idea behind the text was I was going to maybe take Andrew, my four-year-old. So I said, you know, how long do these usually last? And I think Zook even had it in the paper. It might go an hour.
Mm-hmm.
You said probably maybe an hour, maybe a little more than that. Like 3 hours.
Yeah.
So Andrew, my four-year-old.
That gets boring. And I talked to some media members today, and they said, yeah, we lost interest after about hour one and a half.
And thankfully, I had like Aaron Matus and some of these other media guys were there like helping me play with Andrew. Like he was kicking an empty water bottle like a field goal. And of course, I'm like, stop. You're bugging me. But he was just like, well, give me something to do, Dad.
He's 4 years old. He needs something to do.
So what I did then.
Was he wearing a skull cap or a baseball cap?
No, he had a Cardinal baseball hat on, of course, which Lucas is like, why are you wearing a Cardinal hat to the Illini? But that's what he does.
That's what he has.
That's what he has. He's got one of everything.
Did he wear his Pujols shirt?
No, he had Illini gear on. Okay. So he had all Illini gear, but I think he had his Cardinal hat.
The orange and the red doesn't mix together.
No,
that's okay.
He doesn't care.
That's something he can figure out later on in life.
he
can wear whatever he wants.
I guarantee
right
you, he's still a lot cuter than you and I are.
That's true.
So, you know, anybody's going to look at him and say, oh, that's cute. So on the way home, you know, I said, gosh, you were really good today. And so I'm on the way home, and he's just sitting there kind of almost falling asleep in the truck. And I got my recorder out, and I started interviewing Andrew Tay. And this is what I got out of it.
Priceless.
I'm here in the truck with Andrew Tay. Andrew, can you describe your day today?
It was good.
Did you have fun at the Illini football scrimmage?
No.
Why not?
Because it takes so long.
Was it pretty cool to stand there and watch as Dad interviewed all the players and coaches?
No.
Why not?
Because you were boring.
Did I cut it?
No, I didn't cut it.
I don't know what else to ask. So I'm signing off. You got anything that you want to say to Lucas?
Bye, Bye bye, you kids.
That is Andrew Tay with pretty concise
right
answers.
That's great, and that's great analysis exactly. Right there. I mean, it was boring. It was too long. And you were boring, Dad.
And I was boring. I'm like, thanks.
Your interview stunk.
And he would not let Nathan Shielhouse sign his shirt. My oldest son, Lucas, has a shirt signed by Juice Williams. Mm-hmm. So Nathan was signing another kid's shirt. And I said, Andrew, why don't you let Nathan sign your shirt? He's the quarterback. No. And I said, why? And he goes, because this is a good shirt. So I'm like, well, okay, I guess then we won't worry about
it. Kid knows what he wants.
He does.
Kid knows what he wants.
He's got a mind of his own. There's no doubt about it.
That's awesome, Andrew Tay.
But I'm not going to lie to you. The scrimmage was long. I mean, it's long. You know why? Because you can't sit.
Right.
It's kind of a trick.
There's only like two bleacher things
right.
out there.
But they did it on the far field.
Oh,
on
they
the,
did.
On the east field. I'm sorry. The west field. So where, there were.
You had to stand around
right.
the fence.
There was no sitting.
Wow.
And I'm not. Listen, I'm not. Yelling at Illinois and Coach Ron Zook because they're there for a reason.
They probably tore up the field a little bit,
yeah.
too.
And they're there for a reason, and it's not for me to enjoy the scrimmage. They're there to get better, and I hope that is the case. But you know, it does drag on a little bit, but still, some good
stuff. 3 hours
is
a long scrimmage.
Long time.
So what were the highlights for you for the scrimmage, besides Andrew Tay's interview?
Besides me chasing him around, you know, I think Jason Ford looked good. And Donovan Young looked really good again.
Though Coach Zook today said, don't start the Heisman campaign for him yet. He's just a freshman.
Okay.
But, I mean, the kid's good.
Yes, he is.
I don't think he's going to be an all-Big Ten player right away, but he's a kid that's built well,
yep.
takes contact, is got that extra gear.
Yep.
He's got everything you want in a running back. Now it's about, you know, producing at the Big Ten level, which, I mean, the Illinois defense isn't
yes.
the Wisconsin defense.
No, and they did not look that good.
No.
They didn't. And I think I have a feeling that is why the scrimmage went a little longer, because the second unit, and I'm not even talking with Riley O'Toole, I believe it was either Miles O'Say, but they took the ball right down the field on the number one defense. So that wasn't encouraging.
Yeah, and I know Vic Konen, kind of all Camp Randtul, has never been happy. And this is why I caution the most optimistic Illini fans, is because that linebacking crew is young and inexperienced. The defensive line, for the most part, especially depth, is inexperienced and unproven. I mean, I like Akeem Spence. I think Whitney Merciless is a solid player.
Yep.
But outside of those guys, I mean, you have a lot of questions on that defense, especially when you're talking about tackling. Like Ian Thomas in the middle, a solid linebacker that you've relied on for the last couple of years to give you some depth there. But is he a star? No. I mean, you lost a star in that middle of the defense with Corey Legit. Then you lost another great athlete that can get sideline to sideline, and Martez Wilson. And I know Vic Konen, you spoke to him afterwards, wasn't that pleased with these guys.
And then we didn't do as good in the third and long segment as we need to. And, you know, our offense is pretty tough to stop right there on the goal line when they get the ball in the three or something like that. I think we did have one stop, but you got between Prosh and Ford ran through us. I hope he's as good as we made him look today. And, we got a lot of tackling we got to improve on, but, you know, hopefully we don't go against too many guys like him.
What's the good? You said there's bad and some good.
Know what? We came out and got some stops. The second group stopped the offense. We made a few plays, and we made some stops and got some pressure and had a good number of sacks. And then it looked like we just got really tired the second half of it. We just looked like we were just physically drained. So, you know, we'll take the good with the bad and go from there.
That's Illini defense coordinator Vic Konen. And that's kind of how he's always acted this whole the offense. The defense had some bright spots in this camp. They're a close-knit group. They yell a lot. They're vocal guys. The defensive backfield had its moments. Tavon Wilson was one of the guys that stuck out, but there weren't a lot of other guys that stuck out. There were a lot of positives, and then there were a bunch of negatives that you could see. One was tackling. And, you know, it's hard to bring down a Jason Ford, but they're going to have to do that when they play Nebraska, Wisconsin, some of the better teams.
Well, and it scares you when you hear Vic Konen saying that they got tired in that second half, and it's true. I mean, I think the first half of the scrimmage, now, again, I'm not sitting there with an eagle eye on this thing, but I think the first half of the scrimmage, both sides competed pretty hard. It was pretty even. But then, like he said, they took a water break, took a little time off, then got going again.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when the defense, I don't know, I don't want to say got shredded, but that's when offense really took over.
Well, and you think back to last year's defense. I mean, they seemed to get tired at the end of the season, and that's when Illinois' season kind of went downhill before the Texas Bowl, you know, that Fresno State game, of course, the Michigan game, just where that defense went from being one of the elite in the Big Ten, where they held Ohio State to 20 points, you know, played well against Michigan State, and then all of a sudden, it just seemed like a whole different team. And that's why I'm cautiously optimistic about Illinois' season, is because that defense, I think, is closer to what it was at the end of the year than what it was at the beginning of the year.
And I think that's very fair on your part, and I think that is true, but I still like that schedule. I still hope that Illinois, I'm hoping for momentum this year. I'm hoping 1-0 turns to 2-0, then gets a big win at night against Arizona State. Now you're 3-0, you get 4-0, and then you start the Big Ten. I just hope that momentum just picks up like a boulder or like a, you know, a snowball rolling down a hill, and Illinois can just run that thing and ride it this year.
Were you at Illinois scrimmage? What'd you think? 359-2255, 217-359-2255. Next, we'll hear from Ron Zook, the Illinois head coach, and what he had to say after the scrimmage.
Sounds good. Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.
Neighbor business finally.
Tay and Jay Show. You know when you're, when you know you've got a four-year-old that's, oh boy.
It takes so long.
Andrew Tay is going to be. What am I going to do with him?
Oh, that was.
I think you and Tiff need to spend like a week with Andrew.
I'll spend an hour or two. I'll take him for an hour or two.
That's it.
That's when he's cute. Because I've had dinner with Andrew.
Yes, you have.
He's fantastic for a while, and then
things can start getting out of hand in a hurry.
I just have a fascination with Andrew. I can't wait to see what he's going to be like when he's 16 years old.
I said he's probably going to be the next president of the United States.
He's probably going to be the nicest kid.
Yeah. I mean, look, my 11-year-old seems to be a pretty good kid. Yeah. Always has been.
He's going
to
be the troublemaker.
But he's got a mouth now, by the way.
Well, we all do.
Right. But then Andrew, from the get-go, has just been this wild, crazy kid that just wouldn't replace him for the world. I mean, I don't know. He just...
Good, you are boring.
Because he says things like that.
Right, because you're boring, Dad. I mean, aren't all dads boring? Maybe not.
Well, Ron Zook talked afterwards. Did he talk about Andrew Tay?
He did not, but Andrew was standing right by him. I don't think Coach even saw him. I want to preface this by saying Ron Zook got hit by John Davis, the freshman tight end.
Did you see it?
I did not see it. Mark Tupper and Lauren Tate were telling me about it. It happened right before I got there. I guess in the first 10 minutes, I got there about 15 after. But I guess he took a pretty good shot from John Davis, but got right back up.
Popped back up.
And it's pretty funny how Zook addressed it.
Joe Paterno got hit a little while ago, and Joe's not in quite the shape that Ron Zook is. Because Ron Zook is what, mid-late 50s?
I'd say mid-50s to late, and he's in good shape.
I mean, everyone's seen the water skiing picture out there. Yep. The guy's in shape, so he got hit, knocked right back up, and he talked about that experience.
Like the thing you didn't see today maybe was the energy. A lot of reasons for that. Number one, they're worn out. Number two, I think they're, they got one eye on champagne. And, we got out healthy, and that's, now we go back and still got another week before we get into the game planning, and, we're on track.
Did you go longer than expected today because you didn't see what you were looking for right away?
A little bit, and I think it was important that, they understand, and I think the thing we take out of this is that, you got to be ready to play every day. Every time you step on a field, it's there's only, I always talk about it, it's a very thin line between playing the way you want to play and not, so, once again, as I said, it was good. We're healthy, and now we'll go back and get to work.
Tell us about your Joe Paterno invitation right before the scrimmage.
I just went over and asked John if he was all right. I said, John,
you didn't hurt him, did you?
He said I didn't, so that scared me a little bit. I didn't want to hurt him.
We thought you had better peripheral vision.
I was worried about the hole over there, and you don't usually see me in the middle of a drill like that, but that's all right.
Coach, being healthy, how important is that? I think this is the first spring or Rancho and Hawaii you've avoided a significant injury.
Well, I think number one tells you why. I think the reason we're fortunate enough to stay healthy is because we practice so hard. We in one effort. And usually when you try to keep from getting hurt or you try to take it easy, that's when bad things happen. And but I think, you know, even in the spring, I mean, they were getting after each other and pounding on each other and playing hard and attacking and competing. And you know, I think that's probably the reason why we're fortunate enough to stay healthy.
Coach, what's the plan once you get back to town? You're going to go morning, you said. You just don't, mm-hmm. still trying to figure out the timing? Or...
Well, I got to get all the schedule for sure. I, you know, right now, I mean, we'll meet tomorrow night. Hopefully I'll have an idea. A little better on the schedule. That's why we let some of them go back yesterday afternoon. They'd do some changing on the schedules. But, you know, we'll get up in the morning and go, man, go.
Will you get into Arkansas State a little bit this week coming up? I mean, you kind of show some of their stuff a little bit because you got some extra time for them or not?
We will. We'll see how it goes. Could. Right now, we got to make sure, you know, there's still another week of camp. And as I said before, you know, when you come up here, you're getting ready for the season, not just for a game. And, you know, there's a lot of things that, you know, we have a lot of things. They have a lot of things offensively, defensively, and the special teams that that you wouldn't have, you know, going into a regular game in terms of amount of stuff.
Are we right 5 and 6 are going to play pretty early in the season to continue the way they're going?
Yeah, I think they've had both of them have had a great camp. They're both very athletic guys. I think, I think it's going to be important this week to see how they handle school.
Okay.
And because, you know, even though it's when they have one thing to think about, they've done a great job. Now when we put an awful lot on their plate now, how's it going to be then? And I think you have to kind of look at that first.
So 3's not in trouble for running over. He's okay.
No, he's all right. I just want to make sure he's all right. I just went over and asked him. He's all right. He said he was all right.
Were you a little for a second or no?
Did I get up fairly quick?
I got up.
Did I act like it was fast?
You were watching around a little bit better though after that, right? Looking around.
I normally don't get myself cut. You know, I was worried about that hole. There was a hole over there, and I was trying to get somebody to get some sand over there.
As Ron Zook, after taking a fall, but he said, "Hey, I got right back up. Talk about this. Like I didn't get hit and couldn't take a hit.
Is that scary that our freshman tight end can't hurt our coach?
Well,
I'm kidding. No, John Davis is a big guy too." Right. I mean, so, you know.
And if it was another coach, I think it might have taken a little longer, but Zook's in shape.
He popped right back up, and he was having fun with it. And, you know, Coach Zook, I think everybody was ready to get – they were ready to be done with Camp Rantoul.
Right.
Not in a bad way towards Rantoul.
No, but it was –
they love that place.
It was 2 weeks.
It's Saturday.
It's a grind for everyone involved with that. Not only the players and coaches. Well, coaches, I think, could stay there forever.
Right.
But, you know, the media covering it's just a grind when you're there, and it's every day. You're out in the heat, which the weather wasn't too bad while they were up there. But
not at all.
And the players are happy. We talked to some of them today. They're happy to be back.
I'm sure. And like Coach said, they had their one eye on Champaign. And, you know, it's Saturday. They're ready to get back, get to school, get things going. So I'm ready for the season.
Well, Coach,
it's coming up, baby.
Coach Zook's not talking about Arkansas State, though.
Not yet.
That's not going to happen.
Don't you even ask him that.
Don't ask him that.
Not till next week.
Right.
Then you can ask about Arkansas State.
They game planned for Arkansas State back in April, people. So don't worry about game planning for Arkansas State.
I'd be worried about Arizona State. Forget the first two. I'm kidding. No,
well, then
you can't do that.
Then you could have an Appalachian State on your hands.
Oh, don't say that. Although they did beat Michigan, didn't they?
359-2255, 217-359-2255. Tay and I can say that now. Tay and I both at Camp Rantoul for a couple days. Yeah, any questions about the Illini? Questions are still lingering after Camp Rantoul.
We've got some Nathan Shielhouse audio as well. We're going to play you that later in the Tay and Jay show. Next hour, Adam Harris from 670 The Score. We're going to talk some Cubs, White Sox, and Bears.
And I also talked to Coach Zook today. You'll hear from him in the 5 o'clock hour as well. Because they started morning practices. Now they're switching to morning practice.
That's right. All right, so we're going to switch things up a little bit next hour, but then probably go back to Illinois football before the show gets done. At 6, we're here till 6. Give us a call, 359-2255. Tay and Jay show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.